The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, hear a young girl's heartwarming story of how God's love turned adversity into triumph.
She sat straight up in the bed from a sound sleep and said, "Mimi, don't be afraid," and laid right back down and was asleep. And I thought, God, that's you. I hear you, and I thank you, Lord.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and this is Betty. And I want to just try to get your attention right now in such a way that you might actually recognize that you're about to receive a blessing in your life that's hard to imagine, because you are going to see what the power of a loving God and a Heavenly Father can do to restore damage. And in that restoration process, that miraculous process, actually give such a beautiful expression of the love of God that it is transforming in its effect. You know, Betty, whenever I'm speaking to our audience, and I know you communicate it too, that if we want to be blessed, seek to be a blessing.
That's right.
And our pastor, Robert Morris, has taught so much on the blessed life, and he's been one of the most powerful voices emphasizing the importance of giving or sharing, to give, to share, not to get, not thinking about ourselves. One of the most powerful sentences in the best-selling book of all time, a nonfiction book apart from the Bible, was written by Rick Warren, and it was Purpose Driven Life. And one of the most powerful sentences very early in the book is, it's not about me, it's not about you. Once we learn that, it's amazing what happens. Now, we are going to show you a very young girl, 10 years old, who actually came here to just visit from Georgia. And what God had done in her life was so miraculous. You know, we talk about rescuing people from starvation, from waterborne illnesses. We rescue people from bondage and sex trafficking, little children. This precious girl, right here in the States, was abused. Well, what happened to that broken heart? What happened to her damaged heart? What did it take to heal it? And what was the effect of that healing? And what about also hearing it from a grandmother's point of view? Mimi, why don't you watch, listen, and see if it doesn't make a very positive and a profound impact on your own life?
There's so much bad stuff happening in the world today, and so I'm like, well, why don't we try to just stop some of it by helping little by little?
Well, she's been through some trauma herself. She suffered some abuse as a toddler, and she's always wanted to help other people since then. We knew things were not right, you know, in her living situation, and I used to cry a lot and pray for her, and she was laying beside me one night, and she started crying, and I just reached over and touched her, and she stopped crying instantly, and I prayed silently, "Lord, I wish you could just reach down and touch me so I wouldn't be afraid either. I'm sorry."
She sat straight up in the bed from a sound sleep and said, "Mimi, don't be afraid," and laid right back down and was asleep. And I thought, God, that's you. I hear you, and I thank you, Lord. And he eventually delivered her to us, and she's in a safe place now.
It it kind of made me want to do something to help other people too, and to tell them that God actually can do miracles and change lives and stuff. And so then my Mimi, she saw the video of girls being sold for human trafficking, and it kind of touched my heart a little bit, and so it made me want to help that.
And when she saw the girls were also suffering abuse, then that, she just made a connection there. And she's just that kind of girl where she wants to help people. She sort of stands up for kids that are being mistreated at school.
We're also getting donations from churches, and I go speak at them.
Riley said, well, my first goal is $1,280, and I was like, what? But it came quickly. It came quickly, you know, with people giving donations and selling the donuts. That's a great fundraiser. I just knew God's hand was on it, you know, when it was so easy. And we thought, why doesn't everybody do this?
And then I got like 3 standing ovations, and I'm like, you guys are just making me feel at home. And it just touched my heart how much money that everybody gave just because I spoke.
It's just such a blessing to have her full of the Spirit of God and in our lives, because she prays for us a lot of times and helps us and encourages us, you know, so it's wonderful.
God can fix this. He has leaded you through the hard times. He already got you here. He can get you through the rest of the way to freedom, to living a good life.
Riley, I hope you're watching. And I just want to tell you, honey, you are so beautiful. Betty, it's hard to imagine that precious girl, when she was just very small, was abused. And when you see the love that's in her heart and the sincere desire to help others, then you understand the miracle of the healing and restoring power of God.
James, it's evident that God was protecting this little girl's heart, because she could have been greatly damaged for the rest of her life, physically and spiritually, because of what happened and took place with her. And thank you, Mimi, for loving her and bringing her to a place where her heart is healed. I'm a Mimi, too, and it would break my heart to know that one of my grandchildren were going through something like that. And I just want to hold them and put my arms around them, as it's evident that you are doing that. But just to know that this precious girl's heart has been healed, and now she wants to other young children to know that their hearts can be healed and that they're not alone and there is a safe place for them. If we, James, and others like us will reach out and hear the heart of this young girl that has been so changed because somebody cared.
And you know, Mimi was reaching out to comfort her. And I know longing and praying for the healing, and yet she looked up and she comforted her own Mimi and said, don't be afraid. And the little girl released the healing power of God's love. Betty, she raised enough money to take care of 10 girls or children that are trafficked. If you watch Life Today, or you know what we do, not only in trying to give people fresh, clean water and food if they're hungry, and reaching out to children who don't have a home, then you understand the importance of all of us working together to share the love of God. If you've watched, you know that we try to free children and women from sexual trafficking and bondage and see their heart healed. And it costs an average of $128 a year to take care of these that we're rescuing. This precious little 10-year-old girl, for the healer Jesus, Rapha, for the healing Christ, she raised $1,280 from her friends and those at church to rescue and take care of 10 who had been trafficked. So it's a real miracle. And I think when you watch that, you had to notice the power of God's love, not only to heal her, but then for that love to be released in behalf of others who've been hurt. So here's the inspiration that we get from one who's been hurt, found healing. It's an illustration of what we're trying to do in Rescue Life, when we rescue and restore those who've been damaged so deeply. And you can see the healing to where they become a new person. And only God's love can do that. These have been so damaged. And by the way, you need to always pray for those who are using these children, because they too are in bondage and they need those shackles broken off. And you pray to that end. But we can set these precious children free. Now, here's something that's happened. And I know some of you are already thinking, well, look, maybe I can help, you know, 10 children with a $1,280 gift. Well, if you can, do it. Or 128 and at least help one that way. But let me tell you the miracle that's happened. We've got an opportunity right now to build a rescue center, a safe house, where we can actually get the girls and the children out and move them to a place that they can't come get them back. And then where we can give them a whole future. This has become a very important outreach, this safe house. It's in addition to all the other things we've been doing to rescue children before the predators get them and take them into that bondage. And this now is a way of total escape and healing. But this safe house is over almost $1.25 million. And we're going to, by the grace of God, build that safe house. One family has given. Think about this miracle. One family has given $820,000 toward it, which means we only need to finish that safe house, $410,000. And they said, we believe that we want others to join with us. And so we're asking for this, and I'm asking you. Here's what I want you to look at right now, because already I think you're saying, I'm going to do it. I believe you want to do it. You want to be a part of the healing process. You want to release the love of God that transforms. I want you to look at the situation, though. I want you to look in right now and remember, the girls you see, you can rescue, just like Riley did. You can share God's heart. You can share His love.
There are a lot of things I dreamt I'd become. This was never one of them. But it's who I am now. They tell me I deserve it. They say my parents never want to see me again. I'm never alone here for long, but alone is all I feel. I can't keep them out because my door locks from the outside. I hear they've got my sister now. She's about the age they took me. She'll fetch a good price, like I did. Of course, they say we're worthless anyway. There's no reason to smile here, but I'm forced to. I hate this place, but it's like we were meant for each other. Filth. For filth. If I was worth anything at all, surely someone would have come for me. And though I'm all alone, I know there are many. I've seen too many come and disappear. Maybe they're the lucky ones.
Now we can, and this is in no way an exaggeration, we can rescue many of the girls in that situation, but we need to complete the safe house. Those of you who've watched Life Today, and I have to think at a moment like this, Betty, if someone's sitting at home or wherever they might be watching, and you're still focused, there is a greater power that has gained your attention than two people talking or images. And I believe it's the power of God and the desire of Father God to transform and change lives, to literally set captives free. In the great announcement, Jesus said that I've come to bind up the brokenhearted. Those girls are brokenhearted. Everybody that knows them, brokenhearted. But He also said, I came to set the captives free. And He uses love to break the shackles, and He uses people filled with love to make it possible. If the church and people who trust Christ and people who know Him are actually the body of Christ as a body of people, of believers, then that means together we express what Christ desires to express. We release the love and the life and the transforming power and the freedom that Christ offers. These people are trapped. The tragedy of the men that are using them, they're trapped. And I pray to God for their freedom, because so many of us are in bondage and defeat in some area, and God wants to set us free. And we need to love one another and help each other walk through our struggles and our battles. And in the clearest, purest sense of the word, that's what we're doing when we build this center. So, Betty, for a family to give 2/3 of the cost, I mean, thank God for a family that's been blessed like that. And don't resent people who have wherewithal or means, or even the freedom that gives people the opportunity to have that, because that gives everybody a chance to advance. But pray that greed and self-seeking or envy or covetousness will not possess people's lives. But here's a family that's been blessed, and they say, we want to give $820,000 to build that safe house, and we know what the cost is, and we believe others will join with us, and I do too. Betty, it's not often that you can make a gift that triples in its impact. For instance, $1,200 would now be $3,600 in the impact, and it'll be multiplied. You take a $40 gift, and it immediately has a $120 impact. So if everyone who's watching would just have that spirit of love that this precious little girl who had been restored from abuse as a child, and see that sweet spirit, if we would just do what she's inspiring us to do, Betty, we would be able to rescue the girls that we saw in that situation. And I honestly believe that God's going to make it happen, because I believe people have His love and they're looking for a way to express it effectively.
I do too. And whatever God lays on your heart, whatever gift He prompts you to give, it's very, very important. It's not even, and it may not be as big as what's already been given, but it's very important to complete the building of this safe haven that they so desperately need. And when I was just listening as you were, I heard them say they feel forgotten, they feel lonely. I want to take that away from them. I want them to know that they are not forgotten, they are not alone, and there is hope. And they have a way out if we will offer it to them and be there for them and bring them out of that danger that they live in continuously, threat of death and just all the abuse that goes on. Please help us do this.
Well, I think you're asking right now, Betty, and you've just really, I feel like, driven the point home, because I feel like you're saying, okay, what do I do? You can go to lifetoday.org online and take your bank card and use it like a check and make the gift God puts on your heart. Or you can dial the phone number and take that bank card, use it as a check, but let us know what you want to give. I'm asking you to let the Spirit of the living God and the Spirit of His love lead you. It may be a sacrificial gift. It may be a challenge. But you're going to do it in joy, whatever it is. Ask God. Remember this. It'll be multiplied 3 times. A gift of $40 immediately has a $120 impact. Think about that. $80, a $240 impact. I'm asking you right now, go online, go to the phone. Father, put in our heart the spirit of love we saw in this beautiful little 10-year-old girl, and let us build a safe haven where Your arms of love will reach out around so many who've been devastated. In Jesus' name, thank you for going to lifetoday.org or dialing the number. We will be sending you Sarah Young's Peace in His Presence. This is what we're offering in the safe haven. Favorite quotations from Jesus Calling. Most beautiful illustrated book I think I've ever seen. And it will inspire you and bless you. The Thomas Kincaid beautiful painting is there to also say thank you to those you're able to give a gift of $1,200 or more. Whatever you can do, please make that gift. Share and express the love of God.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for, are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Our dream is to build a unique child rescue center in Southeast Asia, a safe haven 100% dedicated to rescuing young victims from the sex traders and helping them begin the recovery from the abuse they have suffered. This dream of a new rescue center can soon become a reality with your support, combined with a promised $820,000 matching gift. All we have to do is raise an additional $410,000 to begin construction. That means your gift today will be matched 2-to-1, having a triple impact. Gifts of $20 will be triple to $60. $40 will be triple to $120. $80 will be triple to $240. And generous gifts of $1,200 will be tripled to $3,600 to help us rescue children from sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Sarah Young's newest book, Peace in His Presence, Favorite Quotations from Jesus Calling. Also, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help us build the Child Rescue Center, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
That children and young women are being kidnapped and held captive is intolerable. But what happens next to these innocent victims is unthinkable.
I would scream and cry and say I didn't want to do that work, but the lady would beat me with a big stick. I still have the scars on my arm from her beatings. One girl that was in there with me had her throat slit. Another had her breasts cut off. After seeing all that torture, I was terrified I would get murdered too, so I did the work they forced me to do.
Anjali's story ended well because she was rescued from her captors and she has started the healing process. But there are thousands of other victims and children at risk who are not so fortunate. They are still waiting to be rescued.
I prayed that before more girls die in there, we can get them out, so they can have hope and a new life like me.
Thank you, Lord. Anjali, Betty, was rescued. That's what we want for so many others.
Such a blessing, yes, that we were able to get Anjali free and into a safe place. That's what we want to do for all these precious children that didn't choose to be there by any means, but they were taken there, taken captive, and they're so abused and mistreated. Please join with us and help us rescue the perishing.
Yeah, it's only love that breaks the shackles of bondage. The power of love. It is love that restores and gives hope. Imagine the mission workers that have been there. The ones we're working with have been there now, many of them, for more than 10 years in the midst of pain and suffering. But the love of God so controls their life that they just spit it like a mighty river, bringing forth life. You make it possible. You know the missionaries say over and over, it is because of the love of God shared through the viewers of Life Today that we're able to stay in this and see people set free and then have a place to take care of them and the support to do it. That's the miracle of love. We can't all be there in person. We may not be called or gifted to do it, but they are. But we're the ones that make it possible for them to accomplish what God sent them there to do as missionaries, to rescue the perishing and truly care for the dying, to set people free from the bondage they're in. Would you please right now make that gift God put on your heart and then begin to pray that God will meet every challenge and every need, and we will see these precious girls rescued and set free from sexual bondage and trafficking. Thank you so much for going to lifetoday.org or dialing that number and making the gift God puts on your heart. Thank you so much for doing it.
Innocent children, created to be happy, loved, and cared for.
are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, their spirit and bodies broken under horrific emotional and physical abuse. Our dream is to build a unique child rescue center in Southeast Asia, a safe haven 100% dedicated to rescuing young victims from the sex traders and helping them begin the recovery from the abuse they have suffered. This dream of a new rescue center can soon become a reality with your support, combined with a promised $820,000 matching gift. All we have to do is raise an additional $410,000 to begin construction. That means your gift today will be matched 2-to-1, having a triple impact. Gifts of $20 will be triple to $60. $40 will be triple to $120. $80 will be triple to $240. And generous gifts of $1,200 will be tripled to $3,600 to help us rescue children from sexual slavery. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Sarah Young's newest book, Peace in His Presence, Favorite Quotations from Jesus Calling. Also, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help us build the Child Rescue Center, and you may request this beautifully framed canvas print of The Forest Chapel. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
So this is my first time in Southeast Asia, and my very first opportunity to come face to face with the victims of sex trafficking here. The girls that I met in the brothel really expressed so much of feeling trapped, feeling hopeless, feeling like there was no way out for them. And I can just imagine how hopeless that felt. You know, I even asked one of them what help looked like. What would it look like to be helped out of this situation? And she couldn't even come up with an answer, because to her, there was no help. There was no option. The body of Christ could totally change the world when it comes to modern day slavery. But we have to be willing to let our hearts be broken for these girls.
Betty, and I want to remind you, this is the last day. We have seen the architectural drawings. You have seen them on the screen. But now they're about to become a reality. This is the last day when we're believing God is going to give us all the funds to complete the safe haven, but also $128 for each child and each person that we take care of all over the world in these incredible outreaches to those who've been sexually abused and trafficked. Thank you so much for responding as God leads. Remember, this is the last day now for this emphasis, and we need to see the completion of this miracle, and then it will go on for all eternity in its effect. Thank you for your help.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.